Markets brace for UK political shock as labour strife and private equity debt draw scrutiny. Markets open Monday with a cautious posture, with S&P futures around 7,561 and sterling underselling pressure on reports that UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer may announce a resignation timeline as early as Monday. Starmer came to power in July 2024, promising economic stability, and has since faced austerity backlash, an electoral surge by Reform UK, and what appears to be an accelerating political unraveling. A midterm leadership change would leave the Labour Party without an obvious successor commanding broad support. The dollar is firming against that backdrop. Simultaneous Hormuz tension, a fragile Iran deal, UK political instability, and ongoing European energy uncertainty are all activating the dollar's safe haven function, a dynamic that makes US feeling exports relatively more expensive and creates an earnings headwind for multinationals that does not appear in the futures number. On the Fed side, analysts project that Kevin Warsh's Federal Reserve will not allow a rate hike threat to derail the bull market, with the base case being stable rates through end 2026, unless core PCE inflation reaccelerates above 3.5%. Goldman Sachs published a significant commodities call over the weekend, forecasting a structural aluminum surplus in 2027, driven by supply waves from Indonesia and China that will more than offset war-driven deficits. For investors long aluminum as a geopolitical risk play, Goldman is forecasting that the fundamental thesis gets crowded out by oversupply within 18 months. Private equity firms are drawing scrutiny for piling debt onto portfolio companies to fund distributions back to themselves through so-called dividend recapitalizations. The mechanics allow a PE firm to have a portfolio company borrow money, which flows directly back to the firm as a dividend, leaving the company holding the debt. With interest rates still significantly above pre-pandemic levels, these leveraged-up companies face real debt service burdens that constrain investment and, in stress scenarios, can trigger defaults. Two labor stories round out the economic picture. JD.com CEO warned that robots will replace 700,000 couriers, a displacement figure comparable to the automation of entire manufacturing sectors, raising urgent questions about the pace of transition and whether social safety net structures can adjust. Meanwhile, approximately 200 unionized hotel workers walked off the job at the Sheraton Philadelphia on Sunday, demanding wages matching standards already negotiated at five other Center City hotels. The timing, during the FIFA World Cup, which has flooded Philadelphia with high-spending tourists, is deliberate, maximizing management's cost of disruption and media visibility simultaneously.